Blog Talk Radio.
Je suis amoureuse d'un courant d'air, d'un cumulus capricieux. Ce coup de tonnerre n'est pas du genre amoureux. J'essaie de l'attraper souvent, il arrive de temps en temps. Il m'a dit chavir alors, chavir tant que je perds le nord. Je voudrais bien lui faire mon fil, gardera les yeux fermés. Si mon baiser au cœur le
good morning, good morning. Welcome to Saturday Morning with Joy Keeve. I'm your host, Joy Keeve. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keeve. And you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keeve. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeeve@hotmail.com. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. We are past 460,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow, 460,000. Thank you, and thank you for all your support. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, today I have a beautiful and talented singer from across the pond in Paris, Leticia Dana. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Joy Keeve. Hello, everybody.
Merci for avec moi.
Merci à toi de m'accueillir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be heard on a U.S. podcast. Sorry for my English. I said it before, but thank you.
Oh, that's okay. Leticia, she has opened for Michael McDonald, Ryan Leslie, The Pharcyde, Wu Block, and many others. She has several songs out now. You just heard one of her singles, Courant d'air.
Courant d'air.
Courant d'air.
That's it.
Put on there. And what does that mean? No air? I have no air?
So that means, how can I translate it in English? It's like a draft.
Okay, like a breeze.
Yeah, a man like a breeze. Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about men, for sure.
Uh-huh, we talk about men. Okay, we talk about the cute guy in the video. How about him?
It's not mine. But
it's not yours?
Isn't it?
Oh. So when did you start singing?
I started singing when I was, I think I always singing, even when I was in my mom's belly. I at 5 years old, I did a famous TV show called L'École des Femmes in France. It's for children come to sing in front of 3,000 people. So I was absolutely terrified. But it was a memorable experience. I started singing like that. I started a career in corporate communication. So first, I don't want to be a singer. I don't want to have a career. But
really?
No, really, I was not thinking about that.
Okay.
I have a reality, I have to pay my rent, I have to eat, and so I was working. Music was definitely a part of my life, but I was not thinking about that for a career.
Yeah.
And then in 2008, I was invited to opening the show of Michael McDonald. At Le Casino de Paris, in Paris. And it was like an electrocution. I was singing my own composition in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And the energy they gave me and I gave us, to us, sorry.
okay.
And I gave to us was awesome. I can put words on this feeling. So
how did you get the job with Ryan Leslie? Somebody call you? You call them?
I used to do demo voices for beat makers.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I create my my own MySpace.
Okay.
And the booking agent of Michael McDonald in France contacted me on my MySpace. I didn't believe it. I mean, I was not confident with him in the beginning. But then I met him, and I met a really passionate person.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to give me my chance. That's all.
Great. That's great. So in the video with the guy, you have some cool earrings on. Your earrings?
Yeah.
Are those yours? Somebody give you those?
Yeah, a very cool girlfriend was in charge of the heelism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she gave me that. It's her jewel brand.
Okay.
Her own jewel brand. The name is Shamaz Jewels.
I like them.
Shamaz. Yeah. You can find it, I think, in on internet.
On the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, what artists do you like to listen to? What singers? Chanteur? Is that how you say singers?
Yeah. Quel chanteur j'aime écouter?
Oh, too much.
I try. Okay. And it's really a hard question because I'm not stuck on an artist. I always discover every day many artists, and I love my 80s artists and my 90s artists too, mm-hmm. like the beginners of a popular American R&B in France.
Yeah.
It was like Destiny's Child and T.S. and Aaliyah and I used to hear that nowadays, and I discover a band like The Weeknd. It's more electronic.
Mm-hmm.
and the last album of Robert Glasper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me play some of your music. This is one of your earlier singles, Africa, with K Spark.
One of my first songs.
Yeah. Mhm.
Not really. Not on internet. It's an a cappella I've made on my own. It's a cover of the famous track Ooha of Busta Rhymes and ODB.
Okay. So let me play that for them here.
My mom is Jew from Tunisia, and my father is a Muslim. So I'm like the white bird, you know.
Wow. Can you talk to Israel and Palestine so they can calm down over there?
Oh, gosh. It's an endless story. I mean.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Yeah, too bad. Too many dead people.
So how did you connect with Kay Sparks for this song? You call him? He call you?
No, he called me. He called me first for the track called Velvet Soap. You can find it on free download on my website and on internet. And then the collaboration was great. So he contacted me a second time. We've never seen each other in the real life.
It's, wow.
It's digital work. but collaboration was great. He has so good energy and he's writing so well. And I love his musical rap flow. So Africa was our second collaboration.
Have you ever been to Africa?
I've been in Africa two times. When I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months ago.
Where did you go?
I go in Ivory Coast capital called Abidjan.
Yeah, Abidjan.
Yeah, it was. I was at my family's home, so it was great. Older have seen me when I was five years old, and I met for the first time my niece and my cousins, and we are like 2,000.
Wow.
It's a big family.
yeah, lots of people.
It's great.
Now, you have a new single. It's Meanness and Profit. And the video, I love the video, the puppet, the idea of the puppet. Who came up with this idea?
Actually, it's a young film director called Jax.
Okay.
And I sent to him the lyrics of the song, and it was the first draft he gave to me about puppets, and I thought the idea was great, so we go straight on with this idea, and he do all the video on his own. It was a great work. It was 2 days of shoot, video shoot.
Yeah.
And he managed this very well. We were like 17 people to shoot the video, and he managed this so well. And the idea is so deep and so how can I translate that?
let me play the song for them, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Everybody has to make money, but they don't want to feel like a slave, you know? They don't want to feel. So I think, is that the song saying, like, you're a slave to the money, slave to the profit?
Yeah, definitely. I it hurts me because nowadays individualism and meanness and profit make us more and more in boxes.
Right.
And it's all about sharing. It's all about rise our spirit to something immaterial.
But how can people do that? You know, it's difficult day. Yeah,
First of all, we have to. I think to share our happiness and not our problems and not our our differences. We have to. We're all the same. And we have to create our moments together because life is really difficult. I know we're in a really, really hard period for everybody.
Yeah.
But we have to be awareness to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
I think music can do that. Music can bring people together because you don't have to speak the I don't speak French 100%.
Yeah.
You don't speak English, but now we're together because I see your music, and I say, oh, I like this girl. I like her style, personal, intelligent, you know. I like the creativity. So I say, oh, let me bring her on the show. That's because of music, you know?
That's great. That's it. No frontiers. And sharing music and energy, and that the main thing to go on and to go over meanness and profit.
Mm-hmm. Who did the makeup in the video? That's great. The eyelashes are fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
It was heavy.
Yeah, it looked heavy, you know.
And it's a young makeup stylist called Elodie Perotsky from Bordeaux. It's another city of France.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Paris.
You do some videos with a guitarist, Aile.
Yeah.
A very nice Bring It On.
Yeah.
Well, his music. I don't say nothing about him.
He's awesome, huh?
So how did you connect? He was on The Voice in France?
Yeah. I knew him before he did The Voice. I knew him 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I quit my job and began to be into in jam sessions and met musicians and beat makers, and he was one of the first musicians I've met in my singer career, and
wow.
He's a really good friend of mine now.
Yeah, that was really great. Just relaxed singing of you two together. Who do you want to sing with? What artists do you want to collaborate with?
Oh, there's so many artists I would love to, but I'm totally in admiration in front of style and musicality of André 3000.
Oh, yeah. Outcast.
I love him so much. And I love the voice of CeeLo.
CeeLo? Ah! He's so petite, you know.
He is. He's so petite.
Yeah, like a petite child, you know.
Yeah, really. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're petite too. You're a very petite.
I am petite.
Yes.
I am petite.
Yes. But beautiful, beautiful song. Beautiful.
Thank you.
When is your next song? When is the album going to come out? Your whole album going to come out?
Actually, I don't know yet what the format I'm going to release. I don't know if I'm going to put an EP out before the album.
Okay.
Or the album. I think I'm going to release the beautiful things around March. I could prepare as well. Yeah, I think four tracks, packages of four tracks with two new singles.
Okay.
And a new video, too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I love the video. Keep the videos going.
All right.
Where, let's see, if I can say in French, où est perform next?
All right. You want to say it in French?
Oh, oui, oui.
Où sera ton prochain concert?
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. You're going to have to write
that. I'm going to write you this after.
Okay.
Où sera ton prochain concert? My next gig is going to be on December the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
At La Seine Bastille.
Okay.
It's a famous place in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Really great. It's the first time I'm going to perform over there, so I'm really excited. I'm performing with Mass Pike Smile. Really hard to pronounce it. It's a U.S. R&B singer, but I can't tell his name.
Okay.
After on December 15th, there's a big show in another city of France called Lourdes. There is a big event with the Zulu Nation.
Mm.
So I'm going to perform over there.
Wow. Well, again, merci for speaking with me today. I wish you much success, and please stay in touch when you get the EP or album. Call me, email me, so you can come back on and we can talk again.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The opportunity to be there with you and share my music with your people, really.
well, thank you so much, and thank you everybody for tuning in. You want to follow her, Leticia Dana, on Twitter, LaeticiA Dana, DANA on Twitter. Also check her website out, Leticia-Dana.com. And she has several videos there, also some free downloads of the song Africa and Escape. And I think another one, you have a free download. So you want to, and also she's on Facebook. So follow Facebook, Twitter, support a sister, doing some good songs and music. Thank you so much, honey, for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate your support. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. Stay tuned. I'll be doing a show about obesity with Dr. Ed James and fitness expert Carol Dunlop. You guys have a wonderful Saturday.
Give a word, I'm mostly with.